Welcome to Russell Radio. This is a podcast that highlights the events, happenings, and the learning that's happening here at Russell Boulevard Elementary. My name is Barb Beatty, and I will be your host today. Today with us from Ms. Haller's class, we have Olivia. Welcome, Olivia.
Hello.
And passing down the hall, Mrs. Fowler, whom I grabbed and invited her in to do this interview with us. Welcome, Mrs. Fowler.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
Olivia, you were absent on the day when I was doing all of the other recordings, so I'm so glad that we're getting to finally get together and talk about your research. Can you tell us about your research topic?
I researched Hades and Persephone.
Hades and Persephone. Mrs. Fowler, do you know a lot about Hades and Persephone?
I'm going to learn today from Olivia.
Me too. It's going to be a learning day for both of us. Okay, Olivia, why did you choose Hades and Persephone?
Mostly the family tree and marriage. The story of one of the things I'm going to tell you, the story of winter and Hades.
I'm going to stop you just for a second because I want to hear this. But did you hear a story or what made you even think, oh, I want to do it on mythology?
Well, for me, I started off just randomly scrolling.
Okay.
And then I saw something. I clicked a link and then it showed me to this video, which I really enjoyed. It was about the Greek gods.
Okay.
And that's what kind of got me started. And ever since then, I have really enjoyed learning about the Greek gods.
Okay. That gives me a lot of information because there's so many things to choose, so it helps to kind of know how you even got started down that path. Okay, now tell us the rest of that story about how you specifically chose Hades and Persephone.
Well, out of all of the things that I could have chosen, like Zeus or some of the more famous gods, the underdogs are probably a lot of people's favorites, and out of all of the gods, there are a lot of underdogs, but these are kind of popular underdogs.
What do you mean by underdog? I think I know what you mean, but can you share a little bit about that? What is an underdog?
So, kind of like, what I imagine it to be is like a person who is not really cool in the way that people shine them out to be.
Okay.
That's a good definition.
That is a good definition. I've never thought about it quite like that, but I kind of like, I always think of sports when I hear the word underdogs.
I was thinking the same thing.
And so I always think the ones that are not likely to win, but I really like your definition because that shines it in a different light. It gives it a good explanation. You did a nice job. So, okay, so there are these two underdogs?
Well, they don't get a lot of shine in the light. If you were to choose out of every single story that there could possibly be, you probably wouldn't choose a story about these two.
Why is that?
Because, well, as I just said, they're more of the unpopular, but they're unpopular in the popular manner.
Not to confuse anybody.
Yeah, not to confuse.
Okay.
Because they're shined as unpopular, but if you look into it, then for you, it can be the most popular thing on your daily routine.
I think I'm catching on. So as you did your research and you became more knowledgeable about the two gods, then you thought, oh, this could be something pretty interesting.
You see, for me, you may not want to hear this, but for me, it was kind of the opposite. At first, I really enjoyed learning new things.
Sure.
But at the end, I was kind of like, oh, I've seen this before.
There you go.
I think everybody feels like that whenever they're really getting in depth into a new topic. They're really excited about it at the beginning. But then after you've sat with it for a long time and you've really pushed yourself as far as you can go, I think sometimes you're ready to let it go and to learn something new again. Is that what I'm hearing?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like tests. You learn everything that you can, and then you come out of the test ready to forget it all.
I can relate. So earlier you said that the reason you chose them was something about maybe the family? Or the marriage part. Could you tell mm-hmm. us more about that?
Well, usually in Greek mythology and in Greek and Roman history, basically what happens is they end up marrying their siblings. So in this case, can I tell you just a little fact? These three, Zeus, Poseidon, and Hades are all brothers, mm-hmm. and Demeter is a sister, but otherwise that. Zeus had a child with Demeter, and that's Persephone. And then Persephone marries her uncle of being Hades.
You might have to draw me a family tree later.
Okay. I'm fine with that. That was one of my most uncomplicated versions.
That was a pretty good explanation. It was. And so tell us what you learned about Hades and Persephone that interested you the most. Like, what information did you learn that, you know, that just really you found fascinating?
Probably about winter.
Okay. I want to hear this.
Me too.
So do you want me to tell you the whole story or just one fraction?
You can tell the whole story.
Okay.
Unless we're here for hours and then we might have to nip it down a little, but go ahead.
No, it isn't that long.
Okay.
So as I told you earlier, Demeter is the mother of Persephone. And you may not know this, but Hades actually first kidnapped Persephone into this marriage thing. And Demeter's favorite child is Persephone. So she was really angry, mad, and frustrated at whoever stole this child of hers. And she was also really worried. Because if you have seen any mother, if they have a missing child, that is their first priority.
I can understand.
Mm-hmm. So, she searched wherever she could to find at least one part of this missing Persephone, that is, the missing daughter. She ended up finding a trail of flowers, which she was picking at the time she was kidnapped. She followed that trail into a cave, which she met Hades and Persephone waiting there. Now, Persephone actually fell in love with Hades while she was down there, so she was angry because she didn't want her mom taking her back to a place she didn't want to go at the time. So she, Demeter, that is, she went up and she told Zeus, please get your brother to not kidnap my daughter anymore. And then he said, no, but I can send a messenger down with you. So Hermes and Demeter went down. They ended up having this agreement that Hermes came up with. Demeter would spend half the year in Hades' palace and half the year with her mother. And that's the story of winter.
So Persephone is the goddess of what?
Well, some people say it's fertility and other people say it's vegetation.
Okay. Oh. That's so interesting. I love these myths, these stories, mythology that has been handed down, you know, that people have kind of clung to for all these centuries and years and things.
In fact, it was a person's job to memorize these stories and tell them over generations.
So that's how we still have them today.
Yeah, and also the Greeks mostly wrote down everything.
Okay. So one other question I have for you, it sounds to me like you really know your subject, mm-hmm. like you really learned a lot. Do you enjoy researching or this whole process and then writing your paper? Did you enjoy that process?
It was fun, yet at the end, it kind of went to a downwards turn where it was super stressful and I couldn't catch up and I didn't know what to do, but then I...
Honestly, Olivia, researching is one of my very favorite things to do because I'm so interested in so many different topics. So I love knowing how to go and look for good resources and good information because I'm interested in so many things. So I hope that, I think it will. I think you're going to be a lot like me and you're just going to be interested in a lot of things and it'll be fun to go out and learn more information about all those topics.
This project we're doing right now is a good example, the podcast.
Yes.
Because Mrs. Beatty did research on the podcast and then she reached out to other resources and then she brought all that information to me and then it was started here at Russell this year. So this is a good example of what you're doing right now.
Olivia, I'm really happy that you came and to visit with us today. I'm so glad that we were finally able to catch you. Mrs. Fowler, do you have anything else you'd like to add or ask?
I appreciate you letting me sit in today. It's wonderful to see the student side.
It is. That's what I thought you might enjoy because I've gotten to interview Mrs. Fowler, but we haven't had her in here when students have been in here. And I thought she would enjoy watching you be interviewed today. So thank you for being a part of that. Sure. Thanks, Olivia. Thank you, Olivia.
You're welcome.
Today I have Edwin with me from Ms. Helmuth's class. Welcome, Edwin.
Hi.
And Edwin had done his research on Black Panthers, is that right?
Yeah.
Why did you choose Black Panthers?
Because they are my favorite animal and I think they are really cool.
Why are they your favorite animal?
Because there's even a movie based off of them, from Marvel Studios, and I just think they're really cool.
So you liked that connection between the movie Black Panthers and the animal?
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. So tell me, I love the movie, by the way. Did you like the movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me what you learned about Black Panthers.
So they live in Mexico or in a place in Southeast Asia called Malaysia.
Oh.
And they're carnivores and they eat fish, caiman, and snakes and other stuff like that. And they also eat turtles.
Turtles. Poor turtles. They're really fast too, right?
Mm-hmm.
What else can you share about those? About them with us. You're doing a great job, by the way. I want to mention Edwin is working without a script or without any of his notes with him because we're kind of catching him up. So good job, Edwin. You're doing fantastic. Keep it up. What else can you tell us about Black Panthers?
And they're big cats and they're really just jaguars, but except they're born with a special gene that turns their fur darker.
Ooh, they're beautiful. They're absolutely beautiful. Now, what about researching? Did you like learning something new and going through that whole research process and then writing your paper?
Yeah, but it was hard because there are no books specifically on Black Panthers, so I had to go into books about jaguars and see if there's some pages about Black Panthers.
And were you able to find information that way?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. That's really good news. And then what about the writing process? Did you enjoy putting all of that information together?
Yeah, it was fun and I got to type it out and add pictures to it.
Ooh, that always kind of brings a story to life or your research to life when you can see what it is you're reading about. Well, very good. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us today, Edwin?
Well, yeah, and when I grow up, I'm thinking about owning a zoo with my friend that has big cats, because they're my favorite type of animals.
So you want to own a zoo?
Yeah.
Can I come work in your zoo?
Sure.
Okay, because I think that would be the very best job in the world, is to be around animals all day long and helping take care of them. That sounds pretty awesome. Well, thank you so much, Edwin. Thanks for being here today.